You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Marlins fans. And welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Thursday, September 16th, 2021. And if you are new to the Small Pod, here we like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day, all season long, in 10 minutes or less. Well, Miami finished up a three-game series versus the Washington Nationals yesterday, where Miami took the complete series 2-1. And yesterday's game was one for the year. This was just an incredible game between Miami and the Washington Nationals. The pitching matchup, first off, featured, well, two Rodgers. No relation to, you know, just two Rodgers starting a division game. For Miami, who else? Trevor Rodgers. And then for the Nationals, they had Josh Rodgers. For those of you who don't know Josh Rodgers, prior to this game, he only started in two prior games, pitched 12 and one-third innings, 1-0, 3.65 ERA, whip of 1.30. His debut season was 2018, 27 years old, still a young pitcher, and he had a really great game. For the Washington Rodgers, he pitched 5 innings, 1 hit, 0 earned runs, 6 strikeouts, and only walked 1 batter. He had a really great game. And then to our Rodgers, Trevor, 4 innings, 7 hits, 1 earned run, 3 strikes, 1 walk, brought his ERA from 2.73 to 2.72. And, you know, when you see that stat line, the thing that really pops up to you is 4 innings. And he did struggle in that fourth inning, giving up some walks, a walk, and just not really having the best time on the mound. But when you really see 4 innings and then you see, you know, 1 earned run, he's getting people out, 7 hits, he's hitting, he's giving him hits, but no runs. So when you see 4 innings, it shows that the Marlins probably want to keep him ready for next year. This is just now, see how he prepared after he was gone for a while. There was no scoring to the fourth inning by the Nationals, where Lane Thomas singled to center field, scoring Jordy Mercer. And then in the fifth inning, bases were loaded, Riley Adams walked, which brought in Juan Soto. And then in the sixth inning, the man of the game, the hottest hitter probably in baseball aside from Vladimir Guerrero Jr., was Jesús Sánchez. Jesús Sánchez's first home run this game. We'll get to the second one a little later, but he hit his 11th home run.
Sánchez drives one out to left field. This one is gone into the bullpen. Two-run game-tying home run for Jesús Sánchez.
And then, you know, also in the sixth inning, Juan Soto hit a sac fly, Miguel Rojas single to shallow infield. And then the bottom of the seventh, a couple more runs from Miami. The Nationals. Miami did score in the next inning. Who else? Brian De La Cruz. Back to back, just these two hitters, you know. It was third was Brian De La Cruz, fourth was Jesus Sanchez. They combined for three hits and three home runs. So each time they hit the ball, it was going straight to the moon. We go later in the bottom of the eighth. Josh Bell hit a home run. And then looking at Josh Bell's stats so far this year, it's just he's had a really great year. 27 home runs. I did not expect that. And then we get to the top of the ninth. Miami was down a lot of runs. They were down, you know, scored four runs in the top of the ninth. Just they went through this incredible run. They were down 6-4. And then four unanswered runs. Miguel Rojas singled. Brought in Isan Diaz. Brandon La Cruz, you know, he reached on a fielder's choice infield. Brought in Jazz Chisholm. And then, I said it before, Brandon La Cruz, Jesus Sanchez. 12th home run. He hit another home run, his second home run of the game, where the Marlins needed the most. In the top of the ninth, he scored. Jesus Sanchez going straight to the moon. Go ahead, home run.
Pitch from Finnegan. It is again in the air. Out toward left. This one is gone! Home run, Jesus Sanchez! And the Marlins take the lead in the ninth inning.
And since August 29th, Jesus Sanchez has 8 home runs. And you might be wondering, is there any other player that has more than Jesus Sanchez? Yes, MVP candidate Vladimir Guerrero Jr. So he's in pretty great company, Jesus Sanchez is. And then we go a little bit of this game. You might be wondering, who were the pitchers for the Marlins after Trevor Rogers? Well, that's quite a long list. Oaker, Pop, Blyer, Bass, Bender, Campbell, Floro. And you might be wondering, hey, who was probably the best one out of that bullpen? Well, when you just look at it, a lot of guys didn't really have a lot of them had just hard time pitching. You look at Zach Pop, you know, 2 hits, 1 earned run, 2 walks. Anthony Bass in only 2/3 innings, 2 hits, 2 walks, you know, no earned runs. But God, when Bass, you see him get hits, it makes you just scared, because you might think those hits turn into home runs. Turned into lost leads, turned into losses. And you know, the win actually went to Paul Campbell, of all people, after he had 2 hits and 1 earned run and only struck out 1. Dylan Floro did save the game. Floro did look good, and he had one of the better ERAs outside the bullpen. And another guy that actually looked pretty good, Richard Blyer. Richard Blyer has had some off days recently, but he's pitched really good. He pitched 1 inning. And just overall for Miami, the stars of this game were, who else? Brian De La Cruz with 3 runs, only 1 hit, but he had that clutch home run. And then Jesus Sanchez, the MVP of this game, the go-ahead homer, got the Marlins the lead, got the Marlins the win. This is the win the Marlins needed, just a morale booster to win the series. It was such a great win for Miami. But you know, today is an off day for Miami. The Marlins do not play today. They do play on Friday against, drumroll, the Pittsburgh Pirates. They play the Pirates at 7:10 p.m. The pitching matchup will be Eliezer Hernandez going up against Will Crow. And then for Marlins fans who might be wondering, why do I not watch the Pirates play against the Marlins? Well, it's here in Miami. And then another guy you have to look out for could be future Marlin, Jacob Stallings and Brian Reynolds. 2 members of the Pirates, 2 really great players. Miami needs a catcher, and Jacob Stallings 110% fits the bill. And then another position, outfielder. Brian Reynolds is a center fielder, 298 average, OPS 895. slugging 512, 23 home runs, 150 hits, more hits than strikeouts. He is such a great player, and the Marlins should be targeting him immediately. Only 26 years old, which is just the crazy thing. He debuted in 2019. He's still a young player in the MLB and just overall. And Jacob Stallings is just another great player that they have. You know, you're not be looking at his average and his OPS, 696 OPS, average 241. But he's great defensively. And he's a bit on the older side, 31 years old, turning 32 in December. But for a catcher, really had great defense, and you should be good. But that will do it for me. Make sure to watch that Pittsburgh-Miami game this Friday. But before you go, make sure to like, share, and subscribe to wherever you get the small pod. And do remember this, always, always go fish.